Here we are on Bowie at Breakfast. We're welcoming back to the show. She's been on many times before. Cheryl Cole, hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Yes, but what, a two-year break?
Yeah, almost 2 years, yes.
Do you call that break? Because I guess you've been away doing other stuff.
I've done bits and pieces, not a lot, but I had a lot of time off, which I needed, and then I started to record this album, so yeah, it's been a while.
And we've got the new single here, Crazy Stupid. Tell me about that, Cheryl.
Crazy Stupid Love. It's a new sound for me. It's got some live instruments on there. I've got Tiny Temper featuring on there. Yeah, it's been a really, really cool process.
Okay, because the last time you were on, you came in and you'd just been working with Calvin a couple of years ago. So this is going in a kind of different direction.
Yeah, it's definitely not dance at all. It's more pop with a twist. It's got saxophones, which is a bit sexy.
All right, quite like that. All right, that's going to be quite cool. I'm looking forward to hearing it. We'll get it on the air in just a minute. What's it like coming back? Is it scary? Is it exciting? How are you feeling right now?
It's just excited, honestly. It's been scary previously, but I've had enough time away now to just be excited this time coming back.
And it's finding time to do everything, right? Because you talk to people like me and then you've got to do videos and photo shoots and record stuff. And it just seems to be constant.
I like a gossip, though. I like to chat, so that's fine.
What's your favourite bit of gossip right now? What's doing the round, Cheryl?
Ooh, I mustn't say.
There's no goss going round.
What's your best bit of goss? You give me some.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. And you're probably the person to talk to us because you love a good tattoo. My son's just had one, right? And my mum is totally against me having a tattoo and might give me a row. How do I get round that, Cheryl?
So your mum's quite protective of you then, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Get one where you can hide it. Be a rebel.
That's a good idea. And if my mum pulls me up, I'll say, look, that nice Cheryl Cole girl said it was all right. Clyde One. Cheryl Cole, hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you back. And back on the X Factor soon as well. How are you feeling about that?
I'm actually really glad to be back. I never thought I'd say that. But I'm excited to find some new talent.
Have you been watching it and thinking, oh, I would have done that so differently?
I haven't, if I'm completely honest. I haven't. I like to go in there with fresh eyes and just go off how I feel rather than what I say, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So when are you starting with that?
2 weeks.
Oh, wow, this is such a frantic time, isn't it?
It is, but it's all good. I've had enough pyjama days and rainy days and TV movie days, so I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
There's only so many days you can spend on the couch watching Jeremy Kyle, you know what I'm saying, Cheryl?
Exactly.
Something else I wanted to ask you. Do you ever get people sending you songs? And I'll get to a reason why I'm doing this. Somebody has sent a letter to me saying, Dear Clyde One, we believe Cheryl Cole is coming on the show. If George Bowie is talking to her, could you please hand her my song that I have written for her, but tell Cheryl under no circumstances is she allowed to change the lyrics? Do you get that?
I do. I get it often.
What's the weirdest one you've ever had?
Ooh, actually it was quite scary. I had quite a scary one a couple of years back. Yeah, and I had to be like ducking and diving all the time. It wasn't nice.
Tell me if this guy's going to cut it, Cheryl. Love holds no boundaries. It comes and goes. With sounds, it can hurt and it can save lives.
I'd love to hear the melody. The words don't rhyme, so the melody
No, exactly.
Be the killer.
The melody's got to be good. Love is like music. It can make you. It can break you.
Ooh.
Music is mysterious, as love is. As love comes in all sizes and shapes. Is it not shapes and sizes? I don't like to critique songwriters, you know.
Did you write this?
I swear to God, somebody sent this. Said, what are you thinking? I did it. I'm not a nutter. Hey, listen, stay right there because we're going to play a song. We're going to come back and we're going to wind things up with Cheryl Cole, who is our guest this morning on Bowie at Breakfast.
Ooh-ooh. Clyde
One. So, Cheryl, there was a thing we're doing on the show this morning. It'd be great to get your take on this. People have been talking to us about what makes a lady feel confident.
Ooh.
Right? And
yes.
Number one on our list right now apparently is a new hairdo. Is that true?
It's definitely part of it.
What makes you feel confident as, yeah, this is my day. This is a Cheryl day right here.
You know what's actually really good is age and experience and wisdom. You grow into your own skin and you're more comfortable with who you are as a woman.
So have you grown into your own skin? Are you a different Cheryl than you used to be?
Yeah, definitely. I've grown a lot. I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a grown woman.
You reckon confidence would be better than jewellery or a car? Is that up there?
Believe it or not, when you get confidence, you don't need the jewellery in the car.
They will follow. Trust me. They will follow. When's the new album out, Cheryl?
It's out later in the year.
Probably
maybe October, November, yes.
Yeah, just... Is it you putting the finishing touches to it or is it ready? Is it finished? Is it ready to roll?
It's ready. It's more than ready. I've got a lot of songs and I need to whittle it down. That's the only thing I've got left.
It's just a really frustrating time waiting on it because you've got everything ready and it's just like, when's it going to come out?
It is kind of. You get excited and then you get to a frustrated part. And then just before it's about to come out, you get excited again.
Yeah. So we're at the excited stage, which is brilliant. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you back on screen, The X Factor. When's that normally? About September, October time, is it?
We start recording in June.
Are you going to be performing on the show yourself? Because that must be the most intimidating thing to do, I would imagine.
Probably used to be, but honestly, I'm in a different headspace now, so we'll see.
Well, listen, it's been great seeing you. Are you going to come back up to Scotland and see us soon? Or what's going to happen?
I hope so, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I look forward to that, and best of luck with the single, Crazy Stupid Love, and thanks very much, Cheryl Cole.
Thank you very much for having us.